Lou Manfredini is our Mr. Fix-It. You hear him Saturday mornings on WGN. Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm good, John. How are you?
Good. You always chime in. You want to chime in? Anything you heard there that you want to comment on, Lou?
Well, I think the thing that I've been consistently saying throughout all this is that the one thing we do know is that it's constantly changing. And I think that the recommendations from the medical professionals and the scientists, you know, has evolved quite a bit. I mean, when we go back to when you talked about St. Patrick's Day being kind of the beginning of this, I mean, think about the recommendations that were happening then and what they were saying then. And look where we are now. I think that it's realistic to come to the conclusion that in 3 months, it's going to be very different than what we're going through right now, good or bad. And I still remain positive that we will come out of this somehow, and we will learn to live with this in our lives.
You know, I gave you that ha because I'm like, in 3 months, of course things will be better. That's what I think. But you know what? The more I think about that, the more I think I'm not sure. I hope they're going to be better, and they may well be, but I can also imagine a scenario where we come out too aggressively, and it's maybe not even our quote-unquote fault, but like you said, this thing is ever-changing, and maybe we'll have a second wave, and it'll be as bad as the first, and we'll all have to go back inside again. I'm not going to blame anybody if that happens, necessarily, but... I mean, remember when we all thought this was Rudy Gobert's fault? Remember the NBA player who, after that one basketball game, touched all the microphones, walked off, and thereafter the NBA cut the season? And we were like, dude, you just killed the NBA. And by the way, the NCAA, and then the NFL, and now MLB. And at first you felt like that guy ruined it for everybody. He didn't ruin it for anybody. He didn't ruin it for anybody. That thing is coming, right? So it's nobody's quote-unquote fault. If it comes back, we're all human beings, and this is a disease. What are you doing?
Nothing. I'm listening to you.
You sound like you're outside.
I am.
What are you doing outside?
I'm replacing a glass block window. I'm socially distancing between me and the glass block window so it doesn't spit at me in the face as I'm breaking the glass.
Okay. All right. Lou, the reason I asked you to come on was... And A, all of this has been utterly charming. You said yesterday that you think you know what the next toilet paper is. That is, the next thing that everybody is buying or will be buying, and it's going to be hard to get one. What is on your mind?
Backyard swimming pools. There's a run, John, on backyard swimming pools. And everybody wants one, and nobody can find it. And I'm hearing from people that there are people that are literally hoarding them. When they find them, they're buying multiple pools, and then they're marking them up and selling them on the internet.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I heard about it's that, too, with trampolines as well. Backyard trampolines.
Anything that, I mean, think about this. I was talking with my producer, Lindsay, who has two little girls. And, you know, a lot of these summer camps are getting postponed and or canceled. You got these little kids. What are you going to do with them? Well, the easiest thing to do is I'm going to get a little swimming pool and fill it up and put it in the backyard.
Yeah.
Can't find them.
Really?
Can't make them fast enough.
Really?
Can't make them fast enough. And people are hoarding them.
And then there's a black market for swimming pools. Like if I go downtown, there's a guy with a trench coat.
Here.
Is that a swimming pool? Or
you want the 60-inch or you want the 80-inch? I'm talking about the pool.
I just want to buy a slab of wood that I can put outside my window as my patio.
Can't find a slab of plywood?
I'm just kidding. I mean, I'm going to die if I do that, obviously. I can't build, let alone with a slab of wood.
Do you think...
Doesn't have a balcony, John. That was
the
point.
That was the joke.
Sorry. I'll catch up with y'all in a bit.
How many flies does it take? No, keep going.
So are you talking about like the three ring ones that you blow up or the great big... $4,000 setups, you know, that...
No, the ones that one of the major brands is called Intech, E-I-N-T-E-K, and they're the ones that you blow up a ring and then you fill it with water, and it almost looks like this bladder, but they're really, you know, they're inexpensive. They're, you know, the 8-footer is maybe, you know, $100 or something. It's not a huge amount of money, but it's something that has, you know, 30-inch water, which, you know, would be fun for kids to play in the backyard. Can't find them.
Well, I
can't find them.
You know, I'm not looking.
So you're not talking about the big deck around the pool?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant.
No. Okay. Those, you know, where you're tens of thousands of dollars and has to get installed professionally. I'm talking about the one that you, hey, I'm going to put this in a box and I'm going to bring it in my backyard and I'm going to take the garden hose and the kids are going to have a grand old time. Can't find them.
Really?
Like,
wow.
The plastic, even the plastic ones, the ones that, like, when Steve and I were kids, you know, John, I know you couldn't afford a pool when you were younger.
Barely.
Steve and I could. And those little plastic ones that you used to put your feet in, those are tough to find. And, you know, those are $29.
So,
the new toilet paper is the backyard pool.
I thought the new toilet paper was the exercise bicycle. Either, I don't know if Pelotons are in this category because they're very expensive. But if you can't go to the gym and you're afraid to go outside, a backyard pool would work. Mary's looking for a trampoline, Mary.
I'm not looking for one, but I know people that are. And bikes as well. If you go to local small
bikes.
Bike.
Really, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're
bicycles
selling out
are
like
impossible
crazy.
Impossible to find. Mm-hmm. Yep. Here's one in my world, John.
Yeah.
Lawnmowers.
Why?
So, for instance, Toro lawnmowers, okay, because of COVID-19, the factory was affected. The way that system works, you know, is that the people that make lawnmowers this time of year typically are already making snowblowers.
Yeah.
Right? They kind of switch the factory over.
Yeah.
But because of COVID and the impact it had on some of these factories, they shut down. If you can find a gas-powered lawnmower, you go into the hardware store or the home center, buy it, because it won't be there in a week.
Even if you don't need it, and then mark it up, sell it for twice the cost.
Right. You can go on Michigan Avenue and sell lawnmowers.
Well, if I run a health club and gym, and you know, you're hopeful that people are going to come back, but maybe now they're going to have their own trampolines and their own stationary cycles and weights, and they're maybe going to be cautious enough about going out that you swing the doors open, they might not come rushing back in.
Well, and even though they can open now, like my gym said, you know, it's just not worth it at this point.
Seriously.
Because of the limitations, I think.
Yeah, right.
Outdoor
right.
classes of 10 people and one-on-one training inside.
Well, I have an important announcement. When we do start to come out, and maybe it's today or tomorrow or maybe for the city of Chicago in a week or so. But anyway, here's just a reminder that the roads are for cars and everybody is riding their bicycles. They're walking and jogging down the middle of the streets of the city of Chicago. Now, if you live in the suburbs, I don't know what your experience is. Steve, have you noticed it in Deerfield? But I mean, I haven't been to LaGrange or Joliet enough to know what it's like there. But people are just in the way.
It's great. It's really great.
It is, in a way. I mean, the cars can go fast, and the pedestrians and bicycles have the lay of the land. But at some point, we're going to be back with our cars, and you're going to have to learn to get out of the road.
Driving down a side street to this morning coming to work, there were two ladies walking down the road, and one of them was literally in the middle of the road with her back to me. I had to go over into the parking side of the street to get around
there. There's a woman standing there doing that downtown Chicago in the loop, taking a picture. And she was kind of getting a good angle. She was in the middle of two lanes of traffic. It was a four-lane road, two in each direction. She didn't have a care in the world. This is during a weekday. Are you still with us, Lou?
I am. I'm nodding my head if you can't see it on the radio.
Bonnie wanted to say something. You're on WGN. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi there. You know, we want to go camping, and we're tent campers, except I'm not excited about using the pit toilets or the restrooms, the public restrooms. So I thought, well, you know what? They have what they're called luggable loos. It's not named after you, Lou. It's L-O-O. But it's a luggable loo, and it's a 5-gallon bucket with, like, a toilet seat on the top.
Oh, yeah.
And you can use it, and then you put the top down and keeps it secure. Sold out everywhere. Cabela's, Bass Pro Shop, Amazon, Walmart. I'm on back order right now, and they just keep texting me and say, oh, it's going to be another week. So now it's, like, June 14th. So I just thought that was... Pretty
you
funny.
Should listen to Mr. Fix-It's show Saturday morning. Lou's going to tell you how to make your own. I mean, I think you're a painter's bucket.
I could do it with a toilet seat and a 5 gallon bucket.
I think you're there's not much difference.
Well, you know why those are sold out? Because nobody wants to stop at the rest areas when they're on long car trips. They just want to have the luggable loo.
They're
in
using
their car.
Those for car trips?
Yeah.
Well, then do they put it back in their car after they do that?
Well, they must, bring some water.
All right, I'm sorry we're having this conversation. Bonnie, never call here again.
All right, you guys have a good one. It's fun listening to you. Give some jovial time to my morning, so take care.
You made our day, Bonnie. Thank you.
Bye.
The luggable loo, that's great.
312-981-7200. Bonnie, if you're listening, never call that number again.
John, on my show, I featured when the toilet paper run was there. There's a company called Tushy that makes a do-it-yourself bidet. It's very affordable that you can mount to your existing toilet, and you run it to the water line, and you have your own bidet. And so I talked about it. It was something I talked about months ago, and I said, hey, you know, this would be, no one can find toilet paper. I happen to be a fan of the bidet, and I go, this would be a great thing to do. Sold out, completely sold out. Nobody can find one to save their life. These do-it-yourself, they may be back in stock now, but you have to be very specific about the website you go to. I don't think it's just tushy.com. You don't want to go there.
So tell us about the black glass window you're working on.
Yeah, I know. I think I know what a bidet is, and I think I know how and why it works, but I still don't get it. Like, really? Here's what you could do, Lou. It's your hardware store where you're going to have the paint buckets and the toilet seats and to make your own Lou to go thing. You could do a build your own bidet kit with just a lawn sprinkler and a shower curtain. And you could just
We could sell it to Lou Malnati's. Don't they do the Lou to go in the around Christmas time? This could be a new marketing thing for
garden
them
hose
during the summer.
Kind of good to go.
Be like a Lou to went.
Let's take another call. George, you're on WGN. Hello, George.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
What's going on, George?
Listening to your show. I love it. Thank you guys for making my day. I love it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, so you guys are talking about pools. Me and my family, we've been looking for pools for 2 weeks. And what Lou is saying is right. There's nothing out there. So I went to this big box. I don't know if I can say the name.
Go.
American Sales.
Yeah.
And Big Escape. They're out until August. For delivery.
You can't exactly
those
go
big
pick
pools.
I guess you could pick one up. Yeah.
Wow. On those big pools, like a professional installation off the deck, latest is August.
Get a load of this, George. I called the pool company, and I don't even have a yard, just to see. And they haven't returned.
So you're one of the guys holding it, huh? You're buying them.
No. George, call me after the show. They didn't even return my call. I'm like, hi, I am a person who wants to give you money. They have not returned my call.
They're not selling them. I mean, all they have is the accessories, the cleansers, the toys, but no pools. What am I going to do with all that with no pool?
Well, I think you're going to sit in your yard and pretend is what you're going to do, George. That's all they got
I think I'm going to do a date.
I'm hanging up on you too, George. Never call this number again.
Hey, keep up the good work. Yeah, like I said, you guys make my day.
Goodbye. Don't call here anymore.
I wonder about slip and slides, how their sales are doing.
Yeah.
Remember the old slip and slides?
That was fun.
Yeah. Well,
those you can make yourself with a good tarp and a garden hose. That's a lot of fun.
Really?
My neighbors do have one of those out in the backyard now.
Steve uses it every day.
Yeah, I do.
All right, so I wish everybody well. Lou Manfredini does run a hardware store. Do you have lawnmowers at your hardware store?
Not many. I mean, they come in spurts. We have, our one store is in the city. We do a big cordless lawnmower business, you know, for people that don't want gas. We have those, and we have a very limited selection of gas items at both stores. But it's just incredible to me. It's incredible to me, John, to watch the evolution of what we're going through in this and what people are buying. They're buying everything. I mean, it isn't just one thing. I mean, certainly cleaning supplies are still a hot item and hand sanitizer and soaps and things like that. But because people are home, they're just doing more, which is great. I mean, it's awesome. You're getting stuff done. You yourself, you did your whole deck, right? It wasn't something you ever planned on doing, but you did it and did a fine job, by the way. And so, you know, to me, as a guy that, you know, makes a living giving people advice on how to do stuff themselves, it's awesome. I love hearing these stories, but it is something to see how the supply chain within the U.S. is just so stretched at every store. Every single store is doing their best.
Can I ask a personal question, and you can feel free to not answer it, but you run two hardware stores. Has this been devastating? Has this been helpful? Has it been status quo?
It's been very busy. It was super surprising, Steve, to see. I mean, we reduced our hours because we didn't know, you know, when the first stay-at-home order came. We have been busy every single day, but quite honestly, our biggest concern is for the health and well-being of our staff, which is why we reduced the hours, just because they need to go home. And, you know, people that work retail, whether it's a hardware store or grocery store, you know, with what we talked about earlier about not knowing about this virus, it's a huge risk for these people who are there, you know, 8 hours a day or 6 hours a day, whatever their shift may be. And so limiting that for their safety has been priority one. But we've been really sort of so surprised by the volume of people coming in.
My favorite hardware store in the whole wide world is the Edgebrook Ace Hardware, and we have named
nice
my
guy.
Backyard deck the Glen, after Glenn, who helps me when I go there. I'm out of time. You stay well, Lou Manfredini.
I love you, people.
That's your Mr. Fix-It, and he will talk to you Saturday morning at 7 a.m.